I have heard of softball leagues, I've heard of bowling leagues, basketball leagues, math leagues, but I had never heard of an art league. There's one in Walker, and of all the leagues I just mentioned, this league seems right up my alley.
Our art league here in Walker is a group of people that get together and we help each other become better at our craft. We meet every Thursday in the American Legion basement. Sounds kind of dingy, but it really isn't. It's well lit. And when you get all these artists down there with all their paintings, and there is an elevator so that you're not hauling stuff up and down stairs. So it's very convenient, and there's long tables and a lot of room for us to spread out.
So there's easels and everything set up in the basement of the Legion.
We each bring our own small easel, or you can bring a big easel, whatever you need to work on your piece of work. We have one easel where we do a critique after we have our lunch. If anybody wants to show the other members what they're working on at that time, we put it up, and then we're sitting there after lunch and we're looking at this painting, and the artist might say, I don't feel like this part of the painting is what I want it to be. Is there anybody who could help me with that? And then the group will kind of look at the paintings and try to help the artist see what could possibly be improved on the painting.
Does just one person present their piece at each meeting?
No, we take turns. There'll maybe be five people at one get-together that want to have their work critiqued, and there might be one or two, or there might be nobody that has anything really to show.
Right, nothing's quite ready yet to share type of thing.
Right, but yeah, there's just a real helpful group of ladies and gentlemen. Today I was at Art League, and I hate to miss a get-together because it's always... You know, it's always so encouraging. I get home and I just want to dig into whatever I'm working on. It's just a good group of people. And today there were three gentlemen there and there were five ladies.
Okay.
Our group is kind of dwindling now that the snowbirds are starting to leave. And I'm one of those. I'll be going in the first part of December, and then I'm gone for 4 months. And then as soon as I get back, I want to get to my league because I enjoy it so much. It does keep going all year long, so if you're up here and you're stuck in your house in the winter, it's a great place to come and just talk with other people that are interested in art or artists themselves. It's a very good group.
Is it all painters, watercolor, and oil, different mediums in paint, or is there other artists that are there too?
Actually, we have 47 members. And like I said, usually participating people, we've had as many as 20 at a get-together or as few as four. And they do different mediums. We have one lady that does glass mosaic. She also does pencil. She does colored pencil. That's what she's been working on lately. And then I work with acrylics and oils, which are better now than in the old days when they had oils. They used to be very toxic. And now they're, you can hardly tell the difference between an acrylic or an oil. So you can use those in the basement without any problem. We haven't had anybody complain about that. And then I've done some watercolor too. Mm-hmm. But there are people that do wood carvings. We have a lady that works with stone, little stone, and a lady that works with gourds and does beautifully. And so, yeah, we've got a diversity of people, so that makes it very interesting.
That is Rosie Gray. She is talking about the Leech Lake Art League. It's a collective of artists that meet every Thursday in the basement of the Legion in Walker, Minnesota. They get together, they create, they assess each other's work, they help each other out. They enjoy the camaraderie, and this group has been getting together since 1963. How long have you been part of the league?
I've been part of the league for about 15 years. And when I started, I was just very intimidated by the group because I was just starting out. And so I come from a family of artistic people, and my dad always dragged me to all these galleries, you know.
Yeah.
And so I started to get an interest into it once I retired with my husband up here to Leech Lake. And it's just been wonderful because I feel like I've improved 100% since I started 15 years ago. But that's how I more or less got into it. But I think I went to a show, and they'd have a yearly show. And I went to that show, and I thought, gee, I don't know if I could do this. And they encouraged me to come and start. And since then, I've just been really enjoying it.
I'm sure it was intimidating to go those first couple times, but there was just a sense of community, and you just felt like it was a safe space, and so you just kept going?
Yep, that's exactly right. From the very beginning, I had been doing a few acrylics at home, and I wanted to do watercolor because I'm drawn to watercolors. And so I thought, well, this might be a good place for me to start with the watercolors. And so I went, and I bought some watercolors, and I bought some paper, and I got there, and I found that there were several watercolor artists that were willing to help me and show me how to even begin with a project. And so I started doing that, and then I moved into other areas of art that I enjoy. And as of right now, I'm doing mostly impressionism or abstracts or landscape abstracts, and I've done things like a chicken too, so I have a diversity in what I like to do.
Yeah, you've only been doing this for like 15 years?
Yeah, that's right.
It sounds like it's a really communal learning experience. If, like you said, if somebody says, I'm having trouble with this piece of my work, and then somebody else maybe will give a suggestion. It sounds so supportive.
It is. It's a very supportive group. There isn't, when I talk about critiques, I've heard people say, oh, the worst part of my art school was when I had a teacher that would critique our work, and it was so frightening. And I found that when we've had critiques, most of us want a serious critique. We don't want somebody to just say, oh, that's pretty, you know, because our family says that. But when you have another artist that's looking at your work and saying, you know, this bothers me a little bit about this side of your portrait, or you've cut your portrait into, you take it seriously, and you don't feel like they're doing it out of being critical. It's really, really helpful in the end. Mm. So, yeah.
Where do you think you would be as an artist without the League?
Well, I don't know if I'd be much of an artist, because I think when people try to struggle too much on their own, they get very, I found that artists can be very critical of themselves. And I've even heard of people that have gone to art shows with their work and come home with their work and not sold anything and taken it out and just thrown it out. Mm-hmm. And that's really disheartening to me, because if you keep trying and you take the advice of other people, and you can be around people that will support you without being cruel or without being, you know, too much like, oh, that's pretty. And when you really want to know how it can get better, then that's what matters. So I don't think I think I would have given up a long time ago if I hadn't happened to just fall into this art league. It's a wonderful place to go.
That's so great. And there still is an annual show every year, right?
Yes, we've moved our show. I guess it's been 3 years now that we've been at the Chase Hotel in Walker. And we fill up the ballroom. And I feel like it is a very professional show. We've had as many as 900 people go through. We keep track of how many people are coming through with the door, and we've had a lot of artists sell their work and display their work, and I think that it's just done real professionally. We're not like a lot of shows where they'd have my work in one section and somebody else's work in another section. It's all mixed together so that you're not just looking at one artist's work. You're looking at maybe three or four artists' work on one panel, and then you go on and look at the next panel, and you'll see another three or four different artists' work. Mm. And so it really makes it much more interesting.
That is Rosie Gray. She is a painter. She's a member of the Leech Lake Art League. The league consists of almost 50 people in the group. They meet every Thursday, and they are serious about their art. They critique one another's work, they help one another get better, and they enjoy each other's company. Well, since you've really kind of taken on art in 15 years, it's become a big part of your life, it sounds like. How has art changed your life since you really dug in?
Well, it's changed it a lot because I enjoy it so much. I feel like it's almost another chapter in my life as I'm getting older. I've never had the feeling like I've been bored. I don't even know what the word is. And I remember as being a younger person, every once in a while I'd think, gee, I'm just kind of bored. I mean, and I can't be bored when I'm always thinking, well, gee, maybe I should pick up my brushes and start working on a new painting, or maybe I should complete another painting. Or it's just a really good hobby that's become very good for me.
You retired to Walker, it sounds like.
Right. We moved up here about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And when we did that, and I thought I was going to start painting, and I pick up just a piece of wood from my husband's pole barn, and it might be a thin piece of plywood. And I was even so intimidated as to not want to buy a canvas because I thought that was almost too much of a commitment for me. And I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to paint anything that would be worth painting. Well, I found that on this one piece of plywood, I painted a scene from up here in the woods of the Woodtick Trail. And there was a young man who was having a benefit. He had cancer. And I finished this painting on this piece of plywood. And there were trees and there was a trail. And I looked at it and I thought, this isn't too bad. Huh. Well, when they had the benefit, I donated it to the benefit. And the benefit got like $300 for it, which made me extremely happy. And so from there, I thought, well, maybe I could go further with this. And so then I remember after that, I went out and bought a few canvases and started working on canvas.
Huh. Boy, that's a good reminder to just try something if you have the urge.
Yep, exactly. And really, canvases are very cheap, and they're a lot lighter than wood. I found that out for these big wood chunks. And we have people that have come in and shown us their artwork that has been done on rock, big rock. And some of that stuff is hard to haul around, but some of the things that the artists have come in with are just beautiful. And it's surprising when people decide they want to paint on wood or rock. It's fun to just see who's going to walk in the door and show us what they're up to.
Yeah. Yeah, it really sounds like it helped you create your own community up in Walker.
Yeah, a big part of my life is those people that come every week, and we have had people from Pine River, and we've had people as far as Bemidji and Park Rapids area, and so we're not just right immediate Walker people. I've become friends with many more people than I thought I ever would in the Walker area just because of this group.
Yeah.
So it's very encouraging.
If somebody wants to get involved in the group, would they just email somebody from the website, or would they just show up, or how does that work?
Well, they can just show up. We're there every Thursday morning at between, I'd say, 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. And they can just show up to the lower level of the American Legion, and we'll just be very welcoming, and we'll want you to see what we're doing. You don't necessarily have to bring what you are working on, but if you want to, that's great too. Mm-hmm. And we'll show you what we're up to and what our facility has. We've got a little library going there, and so you can look at different books that are helpful as far as watercolor, oil color, portraits, things like that might help you. Mm-hmm. And we have coffee set up, and we'd love to have people come and just see what we're doing and show us what they want to do. And it's a great group.
No kidding. It sounds like a way more fun league than any league I've ever heard of.
Well, I think it is. And I'm very enthusiastic about it. And so And I think everybody in our league feels the same way. You know, we have a few younger people that are working now that are school teachers and they can't come, but during the summer they'll be there. And like I said, we have a good group of people. We were at the farmers market one summer and we had a few canvases going for the children to work on. And that was great fun because we'd have maybe three kids come up to our booth and we'd put paint out and brushes and they'd go at it on a canvas and they liked it. And then we'd tell them that at the end of the summer, what we were going to do is the artists from our league were going to add a few little extra touches to their paintings. And then we were going to sell them. And we did that. And the proceeds from that went to the community center. And then last year, our proceeds went to the food bank. And we donated some of our paintings to the food bank. And so we try to get involved in the community, you know, as much as we can. And we try to get out there and show the people what we're doing. We do a few plein air paintings.
Okay, so that's when you're sitting outside.
Right. But it was fun. And other years we have gone to Park Rapids to the Red Bridge. We were there and we painted outside. And we've been by the Chase Hotel and painted outside. And we try to advertise these things to get people to come out and see what we do and get them interested in joining.
Mm-hmm. What were you working on today at the league?
Well, today I was working on an abstract, maybe more of an impressionistic landscape, and that is with acrylics.
Rosie Gray retired to Walker, Minnesota. She joined the Leech Lake Art League 15 years ago. It was a decision that has changed her life, given her a whole new chapter.
And also I should bring up the next two of the Legion. We have a wonderful shop. It's called The Peculiar Painter. And the artist that owns the shop is named Jesse. And if I ever have a question on what kind of canvas I should have for a certain painting I'm thinking about working on, she's very helpful. And she gets in a lot of supplies, art supplies. Half of her store, I'd say, is full of supplies. And the other half was just beautiful artwork that she does. And local artists do, and jewelry, and ceramics, and it's just a lovely shop. And so anyway, if you're in Walker, you should stop by and see that.
It's right next to the Legion?
Yep, it's right next door to the Legion. It really works out well.
Big thanks to Rosie Gray for taking the time to talk to me after she had been at her weekly Leech Lake Art League meeting. We're talking with people from Walker in this episode of Let's Visit.
Come down to Walker and look around, and I hope that you'll stop in at the Legion. And like I said, we're downstairs. There's an elevator right when you walk in the front door. Go down just down to the basement, and we'll be there on Thursday.
Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.